and how the sheep sort of want to go their own way. And they kind of resist the shepherd trying to direct them and protect them. And, you know, people, as we are, we want to do our own thing. And when there's some correction of, hey, wait a minute, let's go over here, and it's just as little children, when they're very small, we protect them from sticking their fingers in sockets and whatever else, right? And many of them don't like that. And sometimes they need a little swat. And as we grow up and we are children of the Lord, and when He corrects us, many of us don't like it. We resist. And when He asks us to do certain things, we resist. And He puts a structure in place, parents and so forth, and we rebel against parents. We rebel against our bosses. Rebel, you know, it's just something of our nature. It's in our nature to want to do our own thing. And if we are trying to follow the Lord, we all should be like little babies. As we get things that He asked us to do, if He says, do this or that, a lot of times we just run off and start doing it, right? When you have some little children, a lot of them say, well, what do you mean by this? How do you do this? For those of us who are adults and we're trained in a lot of areas, we think we know exactly what to do when we hear something. But if we submit our hearts to the Lord and say, Lord, how do I do this? How do I carry on this that you want me to do? And each circumstance that we get in, when people are actually against us and saying things about us, the question should go first, not to handle them, but Lord, how do you want me to respond? How do you want me to minister? Who knows that that boss who's so mean to you and treating you with such contempt and just persecution, that the Lord wants to speak to him through you. So if you get all angry and start to lash back because I am not going to be a doormat for anybody, I'm not going to take that from anyone, instead of asking the Lord how you need to respond. And that really comes down to a self of dying to our own will, our own self, if you will, because no one likes to be mistreated. But if we think about Yeshua was being mistreated, and we're no better than He is, but yet He still responded how the Father wants Him to respond. Now, what this means is a communications with God all the time. You just can't take a formula and say, okay, I'll go out here and somebody hits me, I'm going to smile and say, praise the Lord. He may want you to stand up and be very forceful. But you won't know that if you're not talking to Him. The Lord wants us to follow Him in all that we do. We get up in the morning, that submission, thank you, Lord, what do you have for me to do today? He's already got something already planned for you to do. When trials come in our lives, a lot of us want to run away from those. But those trials are very important. For one, several reasons, but one primarily, For example, you say you trust the Lord. You have faith in the Lord. And then there's a trial that comes up. He knows where each of us are. So the trial comes so that you can see where you are. He will bring things in your life so that you can see, well, I'm not as strong as I thought I was. To recognize that I need the Lord. I need to walk with Him on a daily basis. I need to yield to His Spirit. I need His guidance for whatever I do. And that goes down to things that, for example, I'm an engineer. And, you know, for a long time, I've been trained of how to do an electronics engineer, so I know how to do a lot of stuff with that electronics. But sometimes there are problems. You follow a certain logical path to determine what a problem is. That's the way you've been trained. But I would do that, and I would hear this in my ear, no, do this, do the other. Then I started to realize one of the things that I was missing is pray and ask the Lord when you start and say, Lord, direct me in the path to go. And then start listening and expecting Him to direct you of how to do whatever it is that's necessary to be done. He's interested in everything that you do. Even your secular job, He's interested in. There is nothing that you do that He's not interested in. And, you know, one thing that I can remember years ago when I used to work for General Electric, television manufacturing company, we had about 2,000 television sets that nobody knew what happened to them, why they weren't working. This is one of the times I asked the Lord to show me what was going on. Well, it was a part that's in it. It's a little capacitor, real small thing. And it was marked correctly. And, you know, it measured in microfarads. So, and a capacitor is all that is two metal plates separated by a dielectric. And as that separation is there, there's a certain amount of capacitance that's there. Well, in this case, the manufacturer had made this with two dielectrics. Therefore, the capacitance was totally different than it should have been. It is in a little critical circuit that allows colors to be proper. So they were all off. He showed me that. So whatever you do, always ask the Lord. He's interested in what you're doing. He's not off in a corner, some faraway place, and says, oh, go ahead and I'm going to watch and see what you do so I can smack you down when you make a mistake. That is why He wants to shepherd us and guide us in the way that we are to go. And a lot of times we pray and we ask the Lord for specific things, and it's fine to do that. But let Him direct you about that. He may say no. Okay? We may ask for things that are not good for us. We may ask for things that He may say later. You're not ready yet. And it's a shame that a lot of times people get off track because God doesn't hear me because this particular thing happened and He should have stopped it. If there's a God, why does He allow certain things to happen? We can always ask that question when we see things like abortion going on. Why does he allow that to happen? We don't know. But there's a job for us to do. People that we come in contact with, someone that may be considering that, we have a responsibility for them as well. As he shepherds us, he also puts you in a position to shepherd others. You know, as you get more and more mature in the Lord, there's others for you to shepherd. If you're a first day believer, you have something to share with somebody who knows nothing. You can also start to guide them as what you know. So don't ever feel like that, oh, well, I'm just a believer. I'm not a full-time minister, so therefore I cannot share the heart of the Lord. I'm saying share the heart of the Lord because what we want to do, all of us, our goal should be to be so transparent that God speaks through us. And don't think that the talents you have, if it's not singing, preaching, witnessing, all of those things, that they aren't important. The things that he's giving you, the talents that he's giving you for that you love to do. And you may look at it and say, well, I used to do that, but, you know, those things are behind me now because when I did them before, I was not serving the Lord. But yield those talents to him. He will use them in a way that you never, ever expected. All talents, all people who have great talents were given to them by God to serve him and not to be perverted into doing some other things. So, as we start to yield our hearts to the Lord and desire, really desire to do whatever he wants us to do, things start to change in your life. You don't have the desire to do some of the things that people struggle with. That is because you yield it to the Lord. Sometimes, a lot of times, we have habits that we try to break. Anybody in here had a habit they tried to break? Yes. You struggle with that thing. You fight against it. You are so, oh, I am not going to do it. And then you find yourself doing it again. And you go back and you say, Lord, help me. And you tell him the wrong thing. I'm not going to do it again. You probably lied because then you go out and you try real hard and you do it again. Right? The prayer should be, Lord, I didn't trust you to help me to overcome this. I didn't trust you or have faith that you could overcome this habit that I have. And trust and faith is not something that's just way out here. Most of us just can't get our arms around that. Trusting the Lord is no more than you asked him for something and he's made a statement about it. I mean, if he says, confess your sins and what? And he will do what? Oh, really? See, a lot of us get, forgive me. You don't think about him cleansing you from that thing. So he's made the promise that he, if you confess it, he promises to cleanse you from it. If you're cleansed from it, why do you go back to it? It's because you don't believe that second part. It's because you don't step out and says, he said it, therefore it's true. When you step out, when God has cleansed you from something and you step out and you believe it's true, you won't even have the desire for it. You don't have to play the game with yourself. Okay, I'm not going to do this. You know when you're free. You're not free when you're still struggling. You may not have done it, but you still desire to do it. There's still that pull. Sometimes the pull is so strong, you may have to call some brothers and sisters for deliverance to help you to move forward. That's why God gets the glory for us walking in righteousness. You know that you couldn't handle this thing on your own. I mean, I don't care if it's physical addiction, whatever it is. I've shared this before. A couple of fellows that I used to go down and minister to at Lorton Prison. There was one guy that was, I guess the TV people interviewed him about the drug programs. And his statement to them was, none of them work. None. Because you still had the desire. His testimony was, the Lord was the only one that ever took the desire away. So, whatever you struggle with, it is not impossible for God to handle it and move you in the right direction. But you have to submit to His shepherding. You have to willingly turn your life over to Him for Him to guide you and lead you in the things of righteousness. One of the things that really helps with understanding and trusting the Lord is the Scriptures. I mean, today, it's real easy. I mean, you can read it, but I think there's another dimension that we need to do too, is listen to it. And probably everybody in here has an iPhone or whatever and can listen to whatever you want to listen to. But I challenge you. Listen to the Scriptures. You're going to hear things you've never heard before. You will hear things that you never thought were in Scripture. Oh, that can't be in there. Maybe the guy said it wrong. Let me go grab my Scriptures and look. And it's there. As you listen or read the Scriptures, don't just be reading it, just be reading. Think about what the guy said way back over in 30, 40 years before, maybe 100 years before. And then you watch as the circumstances unfold and you see that the word comes to be. That helps build your trust in whatever the Lord says. The Scriptures are there for our example so that we can feed on it, understand what's going on, and be walking and desiring to do what the Lord. So if you're reading and you're listening to Scriptures, what's going on, and be walking and desiring to do what the Lord. So if you're reading and you're listening to Scriptures, when a circumstance come about, You may hear a scripture. You may see an example of what God did and what to do. And then ask, how does that apply? Now, people can get to reading scripture as a religious exercise. Oh, I have to read my scripture. Read. Don't get anything from it because you don't ask the Lord to enlighten me. Show me how this affects me. Show me what this means to me. All right? So God desires that each of us walk in righteousness. He's given us everything that we need to get there. So you can't go up and say, I have an excuse. And he'll say, I gave you my son to die for you. I promised you that I would cleanse you from all unrighteousness, but you didn't want to believe that. It's too easy. I have to work at it. I have to show something of my own so that I can boast about it. Right? We like to achieve things. Not many of us want to say, hey, I have the victory because this person here did it for me. This person helped me do this. This person guided me to do this. All right? We want to be, hey, I'm strong. When you get there, look out for a fall. We need to all submit our hearts to the Lord and allow Him to guide us in all things that we do. Sometimes the things that He asks us to do may seem difficult, but then you go back to Him and say, how do I carry that out? What does that actually mean? Because I'll need one little step. And you start towards that. Other part of this is that just like a parent, a little child starts to walk, and you're responsible and you want to guide them, he's going to, wait a minute, back over here. A lot of times we won't step out because we think we're going to do wrong. We're afraid we're going to fall. We're afraid we're going to fail. God doesn't want you to fail. Get that in your mind. He doesn't want me to fail. He doesn't want me to be lost. He wants you to be saved more than you do. Right? So walk out moving in a direction that you know. And listen to Him when He corrects you. And don't feel rejected when He does correct you. See that as love. Many little kids feel rejected when they're disciplined. You don't love me anymore, Mom. You don't love me anymore, Dad. Grow up to be an adult. God, you don't love me anymore because this happened. And if you ever get tempted to that, you can squash that in a second. If God didn't love you, He would have never sent His Son to die for you. That's done. It's not going to change. It's there forever. So don't be tempted when you want something or you expect something to happen and it doesn't happen the way that you want it to happen, is to fall back on this, well, God doesn't love me. Fight against that. That does not come from God. He loves you and gives you all the tools you need to be successful. Gives you all the tools you need to be righteous. When I say successful, righteous. To speak to people, to say the right things at the right time, to do the right things at the right time. That's being righteous. And He wants us to be righteous. He's not fighting against us to be righteous. He's encouraging you to be righteous. And always yield our hearts in every circumstance. I can't think of any area that you don't want to yield your heart to the Lord. Because He wants you to be His representative here on earth. He wants people to come to you and see who God is. Loving, caring, stern when you need to be. We want to be come to the point like Yeshua says, I do nothing unless I see my Father do it. That should be our desire as well. I do nothing unless I do what my Father does. I do what He does. I say what He wants to speak, to whom He wants to speak, when He wants it spoken. Because let me tell you a secret. Whatever He says will take place. His words do not fall to the ground. Our words may fall, will, and probably will fall to the ground. Unless they are in line with His. One other thing too. When we think about authority, people that are over us. Could be our parent. There's a certain amount of respect that's due our parents. Certain amount of respect due to your boss. Unless they tell you to do something that's contrary to what God has spoken, you need to listen to that. Lord, how shall I do this? And then perform it as if you're performing it for the Lord. A lot of times we get to the thing, well, I'm following the Lord. I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to listen to my husband. I don't have to listen to my parents. You'd be surprised. I mean, one example we have in Scripture was when the priest said, it's good for one man die for the people. He wasn't saying that on his own, even though in his heart he's out to kill Yeshua. It's because the position that he was in that God spoke through him. God can speak through anybody that's in a position of authority. Some people that are in authority abuse it, but don't cast out everything they say. There may be some things that they say that come from God. When you see that what they're saying is in conflict with God's word, you have to reject that. But you can't just say, toss everything out. But also, you know, weigh those things against what God is saying. He tells you something that's totally against what the Lord says. You have to humbly say, I can't do that. If your boss tells you to lie about something, say, hey, I can't do that. You don't have to get all belligerent. Say, I can't do that. If your boss tells you to do something and says, okay, if you don't do it, you're fired. You say, you do whatever you have to do, but I'm going to follow the Lord in this particular in this instance. I'll share one last story about that. I mean, I go back to working at General Electric again. There was this, my supervisor. He told everyone on Friday, everybody's working Saturday. If you're not going to be here Saturday, don't bother coming in Monday. Now, talking to a group of people, I walk straight up to him afterwards and says, hey, I won't be here tomorrow. I worship the Lord on Shabbat. He said, well, don't come in Monday. So I went to his boss and said, hey, I worship on Saturday. I won't be here tomorrow. He says, oh, forget that. So the thing about it is willing to put yourself out because you trust the Lord. The Lord gives you the job. He can take it away or whatever he wants to do. All right? If he takes that one, he can give me another one. Always understand his abilities are limitless. He owns all everything. So don't walk in a way that, okay, maybe he's not going to take care of me. If I do that, I'm not going to have a job anymore. But please don't do something without the confidence and trust in him. Not just doing it out of, oh, well, I'm not going to do this because God says so. And you have no trust in him. You have no relationship with him. Yeah, you'll probably lose your job and not get another one. You have to have a relationship with God that you move because he's directing you to move. You're moving because you have confidence in him, in his abilities, and you desire to do what's right. And you're not rebelling against him on every stand, every instance. And you love to carry out what he wants you to do. Praise the Lord. All of us just, you know, get that image in your mind that he's guiding and shepherding you. So that you won't get hurt. So that you'll be exactly the place he wants you to be. I need to say one thing, though. Because somebody will go, okay, I'm just following the Lord, and that means I'm never going to get hurt. I'm never going to get martyred. I'm never going to get persecuted. Those things will happen. So understand that, but don't let those things sidetrack you from following the Lord with everything that you have. Because it all belongs to him anyway. Amen? God bless you. Let's have the worship team come back up. And we'll get into praise and worship. And really lay your heart out before the Lord. If there's things in your life that you don't even know that's there, that keeping you from actually moving towards the Lord, just pray.